National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says that unfortunately for American consumers and producers, mandatory country of origin labeling, or COOL, is a dead man walking. Johnson notes that COOL has survived numerous attacks in U.S. courts by the multinational meat packers, but that because the law lost its final appeal at the World Trade Organization, a compromise is needed to ensure that both the U.S. meets its trade obligations and that American consumers receive the information they clearly desire about where their food comes from.
You know, as a direct result of the WTO ruling and the mounting pressure from Canada and Mexico's unsubstantiated threats, the U.S. House of Representatives recently voted to repeal COOL altogether, despite the fact that consumers have clearly demonstrated their desire to buy locally. They want to know where their food comes from. Now, all eyes are on the Senate. Thankfully, a strong bipartisan compromise was introduced last week by Senators Hovind and Stabenow that provides a path forward for COOL, one that addresses the WTO concerns, yet allows American farmers and ranchers to distinguish their products and inform the American consumer about the meat that they are buying.
Johnson explains that voluntary COOL is an option that will not only defang the WTO ruling by making COOL voluntary, but has already been offered as a good alternative by both Canada and Mexico, as well as the U.S. Trade Representative.
Canada and Mexico both suggested the adoption of a voluntary system for country of origin labeling during the WTO dispute process that was just resolved. And the U.S. Trade Representative has also noted that repealing the mandatory requirement for country of origin labeling and replacing it with a voluntary system has the potential to constitute compliance with U.S. WTO obligations. So there is a way to comply with the WTO obligations, and this voluntary approach will do that. It gives voluntary COOL a green light in every direction.
Johnson notes that the only other option on the table is a bill sponsored by the Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts that would repeal COOL completely and allow packers to determine their own definition of what a product of the U.S. is. Johnson says that the preservation of food labeling and the removal of deceptive practices by multinational meat packers rests now in the Hovind-Stabenow compromise for COOL.
There are really only two options that we are presented with at this point. There is the Hovind-Stabenow bill that maintains the integrity of COOL and fulfills our WTO obligations. And then there is the Roberts bill that repeals COOL completely and leaves us with no uniform way to distinguish where our meat comes from. Should Chairman Roberts' bill pass, multinational meat packers would be able to go back to deceiving consumers into believing that foreign meat was a product of the U.S. even when it was not. The Hovind-Stabenow alternative would prevent those packers from such deceptive practices by requiring that in order for any meat to be labeled as a product of the U.S., that meat must be from an animal that was born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S.
Johnson notes National Farmers Union has championed COOL and other food labeling issues for decades, and the organization still supports mandatory COOL. But the Hovind-Stabenow compromise is the only politically viable solution to retain some semblance of clear and accurate food labeling.
This bill is really the only game in town. It's the only means of preventing Congress from completely stripping away a clear national label for livestock born, raised, and slaughtered in the U.S. It mandates the development of a clear, strong, and honest made in the USA label that we know consumers want. And it defangs the WTO ruling by making the law voluntary rather than mandatory. Consumers win, producers win, our trading partners win, and the WTO ruling would become a moot point. Yes, as hard as it is to say, mandatory COOL is really dead and is simply awaiting its final burial. Thankfully, many of us see this light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is voluntary labeling with integrity. Everyone who wants to preserve food labeling is heading in that direction.